Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 38 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 38 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 39 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 39 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Sunny. 46 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees.
This is KF8GBB listening.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees.
KBHNO listening.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Clear. 70 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Clear. 70 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Clear. 70 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Clear. 70 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Clear. 66 degrees. Good evening. 1900 hours. Clear. 66 degrees.
Yeah, we haven't used that zone in around 6 minutes. You want to check in? Yeah, I think you'll use the DM check in if you said so. I think you did. That said, I'm staying some free too, since you follow me, Zeke. 7:30, I'll be clear for a little bit until the Usenet starts. I guess you'll be, never mind, I missed some of my words. I guess I'll just be monitoring until the Usenet starts.
The East Coast Reflector Usenet will begin in 5 minutes. Please stand by.
PA7WDM.
As we prepare to begin our upcoming net, here are a few points of interest. You can follow along with the check-in process by visiting bit.ly/ECR logs. From this page, you can select the net you're interested in and view the log in real time. Again, that URL is bit.ly/ECR logs. We have a text line available for checking in. Call sign, and only your call sign, 716-317-9050. You will receive a confirmation of your check-in, and Net Control will work you in at the appropriate time. This option is not for in and outs. If you check in using this method, please plan on sticking around and participating. Again, the phone number is 716-317-9050. Please stand by for the net beginning shortly.
Good evening, 2000 hours, clear, 56 degrees.
Well, good evening and welcome to ECR's Usenet number 153 for today, March 20th, 2026. I'm Carlos, N1CBM. I'm going to be one of the moderators for tonight's Usenet with Sal, W2SAL, help me. And Vicky, of course, always there in the computer helping us keep the logs straight. For tonight, we have the entire lineup of the bestest and greatest NAT controllers the UCR has to offer. KJ4BUT, Grayson, will take the first slot at 8 p.m. KR4GIP, Miss River, will take the second slot between 8:20 and 8:40. And KD2EGF, Ivan, will close the NAT for the last spot. Remember that I have to come with a few announcements here. The text check line, it's open for check-in. Going too fast for my brain here. It's 716-317-9050. If you want to skip the check-in process, all the pileups via radio, you can use that text line. Once again, 716-317-9050. Or if you fancy the email way, just send us your call sign to text@ecr.radio. I want to reset here real quick. And for the question of tonight, is have you or would you ever skydive? Once again, have you or would you ever skydive? Remember, guys, you can also ask the kids a question after you answer your question. They like talking to you. And even if you checked in the first slot, you can double check in for the second or triple check in for the third slot so you can talk to all the kids. They love that. With that being said, we're going to take some mobile check-ins. Let's see if someone's out there going home who wants to check in for Usenet number 153. Call signs twice on slow.
Number 3, Delta Mike Tango. Again? Mike Tango. Call name.
Any other mobile out there? Any other mobile? Call signs twice as well, please. Check-ins now. General check-ins who wish to interact with the kids on Usenet number 153. Call sign twice as low. Kilo Foxtrot 6 Hotel Delta Juliet. Kilo Foxtrot 6 Hotel Delta Juliet.
K-A-H-B-Y-U. K-A-H-B-Y-U.
All right, let's see if we can get a couple more for Mr. Grayson here, a couple more check-ins for the Usenet number 153. Call signs twice, please. Okay, that being said, nobody wants to check in for this first round. I have a KEA-BYU. Is it a KE-8 or KA-8-BYU?
Alpha 8.
All right, we got you, Roy, K-A-8-B-Y-U, Roy. From the bottom up, on top of Roy, we have KF6H-DJ, Brent, K-E-8-X, Richard, you're new to the system, and you're mobile, N3-DNT, Jason, you're also mobile, we'll come back to you guys in a minute, W-B-8-O-D-F, Dave, W-2-R-B-C, Randy, K-E-2-E-G-F, Ivan, K-2-C-M-T, Mike, and K-E-8-F-O-Y, Sean. I'm going to send it to Grayson now. This is Carlos, N1CBM.
Alrighty, thank you, Carlos. What's up? N3DMT, Jason, Dickinson, Texas.
Okay, sir, catch you 5x5.
Oh, yeah. The question of the night is, have you or would you ever skydive?
3, Delta Mike Tango. If the airplane is in flyable condition, I have no urge to exit. Put the wheels on the ground for me, please. Thank you very much.
All right, I'm pleased to see you, Jason. Next up, KE8X. Mitchell from Northwest Ohio. Richard from West Salem, Ohio. Alright, and now it is. Ani, T-E-H-S-L-Y, Sean from Shelby Township, Michigan. K-E-H-S-L-Y, Sean, Shelby Township, Michigan. Are you with us? Okay, I guess not. Next up, K2CMP, Mike from Mary, Florida.
Good evening, Grayson, and everyone else in Youthnet Command Center on Zoom. The answer to the question is yes, I have. And I think it was the sixth grade, I saw a TV show called Ripcord. And that fascinated me, and it took me a few years. I think I was 22 when I made my first jump, and I'd made a little over 200 of them before I got smart. Everyone have a great time out there tonight. This is Kilo 2, Charlie Mike Tango.
Wow, that is a lot of jumps. Alright, don't please two mics. Next up, KE2, EGF, Ivan from Gaspar, New York.
Assuming that this plane is going to be, in perfect condition, not going to break or anything like that. I shouldn't say break, but break down. And also to say that it's not, it's going to be a successful parachute jump, releasing the parachute, nothing comes out. But if all goes right, I would definitely go on something like that. It sounds pretty fun to me. How are you? Just getting to reach you. Back to Matt.
All right, please do Ivan. Next up, W2, All BC, Randy for West Cessna, New York.
Good evening, Grayson, River, Ivan, and everyone. No, I've never tried skydiving and don't plan on trying it either. Grayson, I have a question for you. Have you ever skydived? Back to Net Control, 73 to All, W2, RBC.
Audi Simplice 2 Randy, next up, WB8 ODF, Dave from Ipsiente, Michigan.
Well, good evening, Grayson and River and Ivan. I look forward to hearing all of your net controllers tonight. Yes, I have. I've got about 20 jumps somewhere around that. Nowhere near Mike, and I did want to make a mention to Mike. I looked up Ripcord last week. I haven't watched an episode yet, but you can sure as heck tell it's Festus. Thanks, Grayson, WB8 ODF.
Dave, next up, KF, Blunt from Pensacola, Florida.
Good evening, Grayson and Vicki and everyone on the Youthnet tonight. I have not done any skydiving,
But, you know, if I had an opportunity, I'd give it a shot. I bungee jumped off a 722-foot tower. I think I could jump out of an airplane. Back in that control. KF6HDJ.
Audi 740, Lent. Next up, KA8BYU, Roy from Bastille, New York.
Grayson and everybody on the internet, KAABYU. No, I haven't done it yet, but it's an idea. maybe sometime here, if I ever get the chance. A friend of mine went skydiving once, and he said that was it. He only wanted to do it just once. And he did. Back to you.
Some three Steve Wally. Next up, KD2AZ, Joseph from Glenwood. KD2AZ, Joseph from Glenwood, New York. Are you with us? I guess he is not with us. Okay. N3D3, Ray from Beaver, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, good evening, Grayson, River, Ivan, everyone in the Zoom room. This is N3DQD. No, I have never skydived. I've thought about it in the past, but now I am done thinking about it and not going to do it. But just curious, Grayson, have you ever flown in a sailplane? I have done that several times and really enjoy that. Back to net. This is N3DQD.
Can you call again on your question for me?
So the question is, have you ever flown in a sailplane, a glider? I have done that several times and I really enjoy that. I just wonder if you've ever tried it.
I have not. Sophie next up. KB0GUF, Johnson, South St. Paul, Michigan. Minnesota.
Well, good evening, and thank you for having me. This is KC12PL, or KB0GUF, sorry, that's my old call. Never have jumped out of a perfectly good airplane. I see no reason to do it unless I have to. So have a good day. Thanks for having me. KB0GUF, be clear.
Sal had a question? Audi, W2SAO, Sal from Key Tulanda, New York.
Good evening, Grayson, River, and Ivan. I have this on my bucket list. And if you know what a bucket list is, a 5-gallon bucket with a snap-on cover, and then I chain the cover down to the bucket because you'll never see me jumping out of an airplane. With that, I'll send it back to net control.
That's definitely one way to jumping out of an airplane, I guess. That's some pretty good sell. Next up, N5OCC, Terry from Austin, Texas.
Good evening, Grayson, River, Ivan, and everybody in the Zoom room and on the Youthnet tonight. My question is why? My answer is no way am I going to skydive. M5RTC.
Why jump out of a perfectly good airplane? KJ5, CVI.
please suit out. Next up, I'll hand it over to Sal, W2SAL, who calls for more check-ins.
Thanks, Grayson. Let's see, are there any more mobiles out there? We'll get you guys in and out real quick here. Any mobiles at this time that want to check into the Usenet, please call now.
Kilo Zero Sierra Julia Golf, handle nickname is Sunny, Sierra Oscar November November Yankee. Licensed out of Palm Beach, Florida, but currently in Wichita, Kansas. I have two houses. The Zero represents Kansas, and the registration comes up Palm Beach, North Florida, which is in West Palm Beach. Good evening. Thank you for running the net. I'm kind of running around, so I'm just going to check in and out, and I hope everyone has a great weekend. This is Kilo Zero, Sierra Julia Golf, back to net control.
This is KJ5CZI, Kilo Juliet 5, Charlie Zulu, India, in Detroit. Just checking in, backing up KJ5.
This is Kilo 3, Alpha, Tango, Alpha, Steve in Maryland.
This is 4, Golf 1, November, Yankee, Sierra, 4G1, NYS, Steven from the Philippines.
Alpha 3, Mike Romeo, AA3MR. Walt, Western Pennsylvania. Good evening, everyone.
All right, we need a couple more in here, and then we're going to send it off to the youth net control. So give me about 4 more, 5 more folks out there, please.
N2BH.
Kilo Echo 4, Mike Sierra Mike, KE4, MSM.
Victor Alpha 3, Yankee Bravo Sierra. Victor Alpha 3, Yankee Bravo Sierra.
Juliet 5, Mike in Cleveland, Lima. Mike in Louisiana.
Echo 2, Foxtrot Lima Oscar. KE2, FLO, Mike from Buffalo.
QPDV, Whiskey Alpha, Papa Victor Victor, Upstate New York.
Folks, we're going to hold them up there, and then I'm going to run them from the bottom up, and then I'm going to turn them over to Miss River to run them back down to the bottom and get your answers to the question of the night, which is, would you ever skydive? From the bottom up, I got WA2, PVV, KE2, FLO, my buddy Mike, KJ5, MZL, November 1, ZBM, I wonder who that is, KE4, MSM, N2BH, another question mark as to who that is, AA3MR. And then I've got Steven from the Philippines, 4GINYS. I like the NYS at the end of that. And then I got KJ5CZI. We have a question mark in there somewhere. We'll figure that one out in a minute. And then I got K4PJM and K0SJZ. Just SJG. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Miss River. K4GIV, Miss River. Take it away.
Thank you, Sal. This is K4GIV. I'm going to pass it over to KOSJG. JG Santo in Palm Beach Shores, Florida. K0SJG Santo in Palm Beach Shores, Florida. Please come now.
Yeah, as far as jumping out of a plane, I would never attempt it. Bungee jumping, I did try once, and that was a lot of fun and amusement. But, jumping out of a plane is something I would not do. But you have a great evening. This is Kilo Zero Sierra Julico. Back to Nick Patrol.
All right. Thank you for coming. Just wanted to remind everyone that you can ask me a question, too. Next up, we have K4PJM, Kinsley and Perry in Leesburg, Florida.
Well, good evening, River, Grayson, and Ivan. All of you doing a great job tonight, as usual. I had a cousin of mine who was a Green Beret Special Forces, and he was always trying to get me to learn how to parachute. I don't think now at 71 it's just something I might do. I'm not sure. But I do know that, River, you do a lot of aviation stuff. Is this something that you would ever consider to do? I'm not sure if you are. You are a brave girl. This is K4PJM. Back to net.
Yes, I would like to try it at least once. Thank you for coming. Next up we have KJ5CVI Matthew in Lubbock, Texas.
Yeah, it's actually kind of funny. I'm in Detroit, but I'm in Oklahoma, Florida, but I'm a truck driver, so I'm all over the country. And, no, I don't, but I just have something as a pilot. I have something against jumping a perfectly good airplane.
All right, thank you for coming. Next up, we have 4G1NYS, Season in Batangas City, Batangas, do I have to finish that?
Hello there, River. Good evening back here in the States. This is 4 Golf 1 November Yankee Sierra 4G1 NYS. My name is Stephen from here in the Philippines. It's Saturday morning here. My answer to your question, nope, I haven't tried skydiving. But hey, if my family, even those brave-hearted relatives of mine would attract me to that, why not? I would like to try it out. See you, River, and everybody on the YouthNet. I'll send it back to Net Control.
All right. Thank you for coming. It's kind of crazy that it's Saturday morning over there. It's 8 o'clock at, actually 8:20 something. I don't know what time it is. Anyways, over here. Friday. Thank you for coming. Next, AA3MR Walter in Clareton, Pennsylvania.
Hello, River, Grayson, and everybody on the net. Hope everybody's out there doing well. And hopefully we got some warmer weather coming our way, which is great. Would I skydive? I think I would. I think I would definitely would try it. Be really scary at first, but I think I would give it a shot there. So thanks for having me, everybody. Grayson, thanks. River, thank you. And back to that control, AA3MR.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about it. Anyway, thank you for coming. Next up, we have N2BH, Bill, Palmera, New York.
Good evening, River, Grayson, Ivan, everybody else. No,
Never tried skydiving. Don't really have the interest. They don't bounce like I used to. And I know you have an interest in flying. Have you ever flown in a helicopter? N2BH.
I have never flown in a helicopter. I don't really think I want to. Just something about helicopters I don't really like. Anyways, I think it's coming. Next up we have KE4MSM Lodge in Winter Springs, Florida.
Good evening, River, and to everybody on the net. Well, to answer the first part of the question, no, I have not skydived. And as for the second part, if I would, yes, I would. I would try it. However, I would not go out of my way to do it, though. But it would be an interesting experience, that's for sure. So, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So, with that, KE4MSM, back to net control.
All right, thanks for coming. Next up, we have N1CVM, Carlos, in Hollywood, Florida. We all know how you feel about it, Carlos, but tell us your answer anyways.
Hello, River, Ivan, and everybody in the Zoom room, of course, Grayson. I jump out of a perfectly good airplane every second. I leave the autopilot on, and I program the ILS so they can't land. No, 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 I would never do it. I would never do it. I've been flying for 35 years, and every year I go to my recurrent, which is my retraining to go over the emergencies and everything they can figure out back there in the computer. The instructor's always punching the buttons right there to give me everything and anything that can bring me down. And I always land, so there's no reason for me to jump out of the plane. And that being said, question for you is, have you ever thought of an airport you would like to go first on your list and land in the cockpit, seeing the landing from the front windows?
Well, I haven't really thought about it much, but I will give you an answer next week. Anyways, I will put some thought into that. Next up, we have KJ5MZL Michael in Georgetown, Los Angeles.
KJ5MZL. LA stands for Louisiana. I took aviation science in high school, but I've never flown in a plane before. I don't think I would ever do that. Back to you.
Get a rock, brother.
All right, thank you for coming. Next up, we have KE2FLO Mike in Buffalo, New York.
Ms. River, Grayson, Ivan, everyone else on the net tonight. As far as jumping out of a plane, I don't think I would. I'm not a big fan of heights. I like flying in airplanes. And the other thing I heard you say about the helicopter, something about a helicopter that kind of scares me. I don't think I would get in a helicopter either. And I say I would, might want to do it, but being scared of heights, I probably would get up there and not want to jump out. So that's a big no, probably, for me. And with that, I'll say back to you. KE2FLO, 73s.
All right, thank you for coming. Next up, we have 2A2PGV, Stacy in New York.
This is WA2PGV. I am also a little afraid of heights. It's more like ladders and roofs. I'm afraid of falling off. But, you know, if I went up in an airplane to jump out of the airplane, as long as somebody pushed me out, I'd do it. Because I think if I went and got to the door, I'd freeze up. Push me out, I'd do it. I'd try anything once.
All right, thank you for coming. Next up, we have K2AP Joe in East Islip, New York.
Hey,
good evening, River, and good evening to everyone in that. No and no, I've never done it, and I never have any plans of doing it. I'm too afraid of heights. Okay, so I'll be back to me.
Alright, thank you for coming. Next up we have KJ5OUX, Kale in Lubbock, Texas.
I am not psychic, but I think it would probably be fun, even though I am a little afraid of heights, I would just probably try not to look down.
For GIP. Yeah, over to you, Carlos.
Thank you, Reaver. Everybody, this is Carlos, N1CBM. Reaver still has like 5 more minutes on her slot, so we're going to try to find 3 or 4 more check-ins real quick here once to talk to this professional young lady here. Call signs twice as well. Let's see if we can finish that with strong numbers for Reaver.
Whiskey W2 Golf Charles, PLT. Kilo Bravo 2, Whiskey Golf Charles Mobile.
Kilo Fox Zero, Whiskey Golf X-ray, Aeronautical Mobile.
November 7, Foxtrot Golf Papa. November 7, Foxtrot Golf Papa.
Perfect, right here. We're going to take it for Miss Rivers to finish her slot here. We got 107FGB, KF0WGX, Aeronautical Mobile, W2BLT, and KB2WGC. River, you have it. Remember, you got the Aeronautical Mobile. Go for it first.
All right. Next up, we have KB2WGC, Kevin in Homosassa, Florida.
I think we're going to let the Aeronautical Mobile go. How's that, River?
All right. That's KF0WGC, GX, sorry. Brian in Tilden, Nevada.
I just tuned in to the net tonight while I was flying, and I couldn't really believe that the question was if you would jump out of an aircraft. Well, here I am. I'm currently at 8,500 feet above sea level over Nebraska, and no, we're not going to jump out of an airplane tonight. But what a unique question, and the timing was perfect. And this is also the first time I've ever done an aeronautical mobile. And tonight's flight, I just picked up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 8 contacts, the guys on the ground, mobiles and traveling people. So it's a lot of fun. I'm glad I was able to participate. Kilo Fox Zero, Whiskey Golf X-ray, clear.
Brother, awesome.
All right, thank you very much for coming. Glad. Up is KB2WGC, Kevin in Homosassa, Florida.
Good evening, River, and to the rest of the net. I was wondering what that aeronautical mobile was flying at. But anyway, I would go skydiving. I was going to do it when I was in my early 20s, but at that time they didn't have tandem jumps. You had to go through the whole rigmarole of static line and before you had a free fall. But I'll do it now with the tandem. Let someone else drive while I just hang out with them. And River, I got a question for you. What is your cadet rank in the Civil Air Patrol?
Well, I don't have a rank yet. I'm just a cadet. Anyways, thank you for coming. Next up, we have W2BLT Scott in Buffalo, New York.
Well, good evening, River. And I've never jumped out of a plane, and I'm not going to start now. Nope, not going to do it. Have a good evening. This is W2BLT.
All right, thank you for coming. Next up, we have N7FGP Scott in Jamestown, New York.
Well, good evening, River. You know, I've never wanted to jump out of a perfectly good airplane. Now, I have worn parachuting. I have to, but nope, don't want to do it. Don't think I ever would. Anyhow, thanks for doing the net tonight. Back to you.
All right, thank you for coming. I'm going to hand it over to either Carlos or Sal, I think probably Sal, okay. So, yeah, this is KR4P. I'm going to hand it over to Sal. I'm going to hand it over to Ivan.
All right, thanks, Ms. River. I wasn't expecting that. I thought Carlos would pull this for another few minutes, but that's okay. Let's see, is there anyone else out there, maritime, mobile, aircraft, or anything but on the ground? We'll take you at this time.
CFX.
This is November 1, Whiskey Echo Bravo, N1WEB.
All right, anyone else out there? We'll take you at this time. Come on now. We're looking for at least 10 of you.
Victor Alpha 3, Yankee Bravo Sierra. Victor Alpha 3, Yankee Bravo Sierra.
Two Mike, November Tango Two Mike.
KR4 GIP.
KM4 CTB Kilo Mike 4 Charlie Tango Bravo in and out tonight, please.
All right, we're still looking for a few more. 2, 3, 4 more. We'll take you, and then we'll run it from the bottom up and turn it over to Ivan.
N2CFX, N2CFX.
Kilo Juliet 5, Scott. Kilo Juliet 5, Golf, Uniform Yankee.
The call sign, so Ivan or Vicky, if you were able to get hold of it, if not, I'll do a recall. All right, there was one I missed out there. He was the second last captain. If you want to come back to me, we'll get you in the logbook.
N2CFX. N2CFX.
All right, copy that. We got you. All right, thank you. Okay, from the bottom up, we got KJ5, GUY, KM4, CTB, KR4, GIP. I wonder who that is. KD5, DON, NT. 2M. Well, that's a tongue twister for me. VA3, YBS, N1, WEB, Web, N2, CFX, KF4, ZLG. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Ivan, KE2EGF. Ivan, take it away when you're ready, sir.
Yeah, good evening, Phil. Everyone else on the mat, this is Ivan, KE2EGF, and I'll be taking the last portion of the net tonight. Question of the night is, would you ever skydive, or have you? First up, we have KF4, Zadlina Golf, Dennis in New Bern, North Carolina. Please come now.
Yeah, this is KF4ZLG. Yes, I wouldn't mind jumping out of an airplane as long as I keep my eyes closed. And while I'm dropping down to the ground, I just keep saying, Geronimo, Geronimo, Geronimo. Anyway, back to the net, 73.
All right, well, 73 is you there, Dennis. Next up, we have N2CFX, Christopher in New York, New York. Please come now.
Thank you, Net Control. To answer the question of the night, I have been skydiving. I am terrified of heights, and the reason I went skydiving was to get over that fear. It did not work, but I will say this. It was the most terrifying thing I've ever done, and it was the most amazing thing I've ever done. With that, I'll send it back to you and to CFX.
All right, I totally get that. 73 to you, Christopher. Next up, we have N1WEV, Wes in Collierville, Tennessee. Please come now.
Thank you, Ivan, and good evening to the net. I never have, but yes, I would. So put me down for a yes, I'd like to. And I have a question for you, Ivan. Have you ever built a tree fort? N1WEB, back to Ivan.
Yes, good question. Never built a tree fort, but I made a fun one, especially to make out of them. Anyway, 73 is here left. Next up, we have Victor Alpha 3, TNT Bravo Sierra, Bill in Dunville, Ontario, Canada. Please come now.
Hello, Ivan and River and Grayson. Thanks to all of you for doing the net tonight. Hey, I've managed to live 73 years without jumping out of an airplane, and I think I'll keep it that way. So no on both counts. Interestingly, we used to have a skydiving club about a mile up the road from us, and we used to be out in the backyard, and we'd hear the sounds of the parachutes opening, and we could look up and watch them come down, and sometimes we could even hear the voices of the parachutists. We even had one of them land in the front field of our farm one day. He was a little bit off course. So, great net tonight. Thanks for doing it. This is DA3YBS. Back to you.
That kind of sounds interesting. I've heard of stuff like that, but I've never heard of someone usually experience, you know, having someone land in their field in person. That's pretty interesting there. Yeah, 73. Next up we have, and to William in Safety Harbor, Florida. Please come now.
Good evening, and thanks for doing the net. And no, I would not jump out of a plane. Not at 71. I can handle just about every roller coaster and Busch Gardens thing, but playing 73 and everybody have a good evening.
All right, roger that. 73C William. Next up we have WD5CON Don in Corpus Christi, Texas. Please come now.
Well, good evening, Ivan, and the rest of the Usenet. See you guys again this evening. I'm not afraid of height, but I'm afraid it would be a solid nope on jumping out of a plane for me. So,
back to net.
All right, thanks for receiving that. Next up, we have KR4 GSB River in New Bern, North Carolina. Please come out. Thank you, Ivan. I will jump out of a plane. Yeah, I will. Anyways, I see that there is someone from New Bern, NC, Dennis. Anyways, back to you, Ivan. This is KR4 GIP. All right, yeah, Summit Crazy River. Yeah, the prospect of it does sound interesting. I don't know how well it actually is, but I think I would do it too. Anyway, Summit Crazy River, next up we have KM4CT. Never mind, mixing it out. So next up we have KJ5GY, that and Harvey Lost. In Harvey, Louisiana, please come out.
Good evening, Ivan. Good evening, everybody on deck. This is KJ5GUY, guy here in the Harvey, Louisiana, Metro New Orleans area, actually. Beautiful night tonight. Answer to the question, maybe. I might jump. I have not jumped out of the airplane yet, but I think I might do it. When I get later in life, maybe. On in years, I might do that. But right now, no, I was in a helicopter squadron and the Marines and everything, and you know, I really don't have a fear of heights, but I don't know, there's something about jumping out of an airplane. I guess it's maybe not quite so much the height or the free fall, but you know, sometimes it could be that sudden stop, if you know what I mean. I tease that control. Yeah, everybody have a great evening. KJ5 Golf, you home Yankee. Baby Le Bonton Roulet.
Alright, so this is you guys with that. I'm going to pay respect to Carlos. So we got 8 minutes left, so I think we're going to take some more check-ins. 73.
Ivan, great job. And he said we're going to take more check-ins. We are getting close to the speed round, but not quite yet. So we have more time for talkers out there. And I figured out if you're going to jump out of a helicopter, make sure he's right side up first. More check-ins for the YouthNet, number 153. Call signs twice.
Kilo Echo 8, Uniform Joliet Echo. Kilo Echo 8, Uniform Joliet Echo. In and out. Thank you.
AB1EX.
K6GBZ, K6GBZ, in and out.
Any other check-in, any other general check-in there who wants to talk to the kids? If you're going to do in and outs, we're going to call you for the speed round in a couple of minutes, but we're looking for people who like to answer the question and ask a question back to Ivan. Call things twice, please.
Kilo Romeo 4, Hotel Tango, Quebec, KR4, HTQ.
Okay, I don't know if I have to sing here to get more check-ins, but, well, let's run this KR4HTQ. We got K6GBZ, AB1EX, K8BWK, KE8UJE, all from Newport, and Ben and Tom, we're all ins and outs. Let's try to get this one, Ivan, and then we'll beg for more. And one CBM, back to you, Ivan.
All right, well, thanks, Carlos. Yeah, we didn't get many there. Well, first off, Scott Morris, 6-10-9-2, Alpha Bravo 1, Echo, XA, George, and Madison, Alabama. Please come out.
Hey, good, Ivan, and the net. Ivan, you're doing a great job. I absolutely would be one of the first ones to jump out. Haven't had the opportunity, and I guess that's on me, but absolutely would. Back to net, AB1EX.
Thank you.
Alright, 23CZ George. Next up, we have KR4HTQ. John is new. This is from Welcome in Lady Lake, Florida. Please come out.
The pilot were right there beside me, jumping with me. KR4HTQ, back to net.
Okay, Roger that. So, Mr. John, have a good one. This is KE2ETF, and what's 10 fishes almost? Time to beg for some check-ins. Perfect.
Thank you, Ivan. We're going to ask for some more check-ins. Anything is valid, ins and outs, if you want to talk to the kids, if you're in a submarine, if you're in a lunar rover and you have the batteries that are working now, we can get your call sign, aeronautical mobile, if you're fishing, if you're eating, anything, come with your call sign twice.
N2BIA, Nancy 2, Bravo, India, Apple.
W4PPX, W4PPX, in and out.
Kilo Delta 3, Bravo Foxtrot Echo, in and out.
N1, in and out.
N2ZVN, N2ZVN, in and out.
KZ4ZW, KZ4ZW, in and out.
Okay, I'll go slower. I guess Vicky didn't catch me. It was November 1, November Echo Whiskey, N1, NEW, in and out.
All right, thanks for that speed round ahead of time, and I want to acknowledge KC4CW, N2ZBN, N1NEW, KD3BFE, W4PPX. Thank you for getting up and waving your hand saying hello. And last but not least, N2BIA. George, I'm going to send it to Ivan so he can take your check-in and close the net. 7-3s, everybody. We'll see you down the road at the next unit for next Friday.
All right. Thanks, Carlos. Yeah, first off, we have N2BIA. George in Middletown, New York. Please come out. BIA, George, Middletown, New York, are you still with us?
Nine PM. 1 hour. Clear. 56 degrees.
We'll close the mat. Thank you, everyone. Sunday 3. We have 2 seconds tonight. We should say it's pretty good. Let's see here. Yeah, so most people pick no. Surprise me. Anyway, 73, this is KE2 ECF. Thanks to Carlos.
Good deal, Ivan. And great net tonight. Great question. A lot of nice comments there from the people interacting with you guys. Well, this is it for tonight. On behalf of Grayson, River, Ivan, Sal, Vicky, and myself, Carlos, N1CBM, I would like to thank you all for interacting with this net tonight. We'll see you next Friday for UseNet number 154. 7-3s, and have a great weekend, everybody.
N1W4PPX. Be heard, W4PPX clear.
KI5PHX on East Coast Reflector. KI5PHX, is anyone presently monitoring the East Coast Reflector?
Last station, come back. This is Whiskey 4, Papa Papa X-Ray, Hollywood, Florida.
Roger, this is KI5PHX. I understand Whiskey X-Ray, Papa Papa X-Ray. Is that correct?
Whiskey 4, Papa Papa X-Ray.
Papa, Papa X-Ray, Kilo India 5, Papa Hotel X-Ray.
X5JLP.
JLD station. Go ahead.
Whiskey 4, Papa, Papa X-Ray. If that was you, the last transmission was broken. There may be some issues with the network. Over.
That's a possibility. Could be some of the problems down here in this area right now. So, all right. Well, I just thought I'd jump on there and let you know you're being heard. So, W4PPX. I'll be clear after your final.
Roger, excuse me. Got you fairly good that time. Your signal was a lot better that time. The name is Scott, coming in from Central Texas. And your last transmission was much, much better. So, Roger, thank you for coming back. Enjoy your evening. This is KI5PHX 73.
Have a good evening, W4PPX.
Node 27339 disconnected. Good evening, 22 hours, cloudy, 54 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, cloudy, 50 degrees.